producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney, welcome to the kickoff of this week on America Tonight. You know, we're going to be talking a lot of politics. Polls are out. Trump is up, according to Fox. 35% among Republican primary voters. Cruz is next, the senator from Texas, 20%. Donald Trump is saying, is he eligible? Wasn't he born in Canada? I don't think he's going to stop that rallying cry. If you dip below those two, it starts to get a little bit thin. It's interesting because a lot of people are starting to think, does it really come down to Trump and Cruz? And what about Bush, for goodness sake? Where is Bush? I'll tell you what, his workshops is what I call them, campaign offices, are being set up all over the country in places where they weren't necessarily before because the push is on for Bush. He's not dumping out of this anytime soon, let me tell you. He is the choice of the machine. He is the choice of Republican leadership because he's a legacy. He has strong ties and deep pockets connected to him. So Marco Rubio's third, Ben Carson 10, Jeb Bush 4%. Now this is a Fox News poll, but this is the base. These are people, a lot of people watching Fox, let's face it, are going, older people vote too, are the people that are going to go out and vote in the primaries. In the meantime, just for grins, we'll throw this in, the Democrats, as far as polling is concerned, the Democrats in New Hampshire are going for Bernie Sanders. Not a complete shock, as you know, that primary is coming up on February, or in the beginning of February, so less than a month away. Not a complete shocker, because he's from that area, but the Fox News poll shows that he's up 13%. So he's ahead in New Hampshire. 13 points, which is significant. Hillary, 37. So 50% Sanders, 37 Hillary Clinton. And his advantage just keeps climbing there. Just keeps climbing. In the meantime, and you wonder if this takes a bite out of Hillary, a former U.S. attorney, I saw this interview over the weekend, was talking about the possibility of the FBI charging Clinton. And what would that do? Well, it would be a significant bounce. It could be charged in 60 days, but could and will are two different things. If Hillary is charged and dumps out of the race, boy, that changes things. Then whoever the nominee is, I can't imagine. I can't imagine they couldn't beat Bernie Sanders. Doesn't make sense, does it? So the Democrats are also in the same situation because, let's face it, the setup here was really that it was going to be Jeb Bush, and it was going to be Hillary Clinton. And you know how we are in America when we don't get what we want. Imagine you're a party leader and you think, this is in the bag. We talked Jeb Bush into running. Right? I think it's just going to get hairier, folks. Just going to get hairier. And by the way, I'll throw this in for grins, and I did in the previous hour. 69-year-old Sylvester Stallone, he's a perfect voting age. Those are the people that vote, right? Movie star or not. He won a Golden Globe, for Best Supporting Film Actor for his role as Rocky Balboa in Creed. And he says he loves Donald Trump. He says he's a character. He doesn't know how great he'd be at running the world, but he likes him. He said, I love Donald Trump. Every once in a while. Could Rocky be right? He says, who comes along better at that time for what the planet is going through? He said, right now it's pretty confusing on every side. And I agree with Stallone on that. Right now it's pretty confusing on every side. The grim reality, our pal Grim is on the line. Let's go to him. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I tell you, it's weird. It really is weird because what I was going to first bring up is I heard an analysis from a movie critic, and what he claimed is this movie, Revenant, was one of the greatest westerns he'd ever seen.
Greatest westerns he ever saw?
Yeah. He needs to go back to his history class because he's 100 years ahead of the greatest part of America, which was mountain men. Not
you know what?
Cowboys.
I have to tell you, I saw that movie. Oh, my gosh. Watching Leonardo DiCaprio get mauled by a grizzly, and then what happened? And you're right, mountain men. That's exactly what he was.
Yeah, well, they weren't shooting Winchesters. They were using muzzle loaders.
Yeah.
That's the problem, you know. I mean, that's kind of the problem there. You got this younger generation that's not getting properly taught.
I like that they're not getting properly taught. That's so true, isn't it? They don't know their history.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, because that's misleading if he's well known to a large group out there that wants to go see movies that rely upon him. They're oh well. But it's kind of like my dad always said, don't talk about stuff you don't know anything about.
You know, my family used to say that. My grandfather used to say that, yeah.
You know, back to Bill and Hillary and Donald Trump and what you were talking about, I'd love to see Donald get off of this sexual thing because America's pretty much immune to it. He needs to talk more about the fact that Bill Clinton was brought in with the promise of, you know, he's going to help out the economy. He'll be my right-hand man. Remember how good it was, how everybody had jobs? Well, like I said, go back to banking deregulation. As a matter of fact, I think Friday or Saturday was the anniversary of a zero deficit. And it was in 85. Underneath
wow.
Clinton. It was underneath Clinton's first presidential holding, but it wasn't him that created it. It come out of the Reagan administration.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding. Hang on a second. We usually don't double dip. We're double dipping here because we got you on early. So hold on a second. We'll go back to Grim, wrap things around, and punch you to who I think is one of the smartest guys financially, my pal Stephen Kelly. He's coming up a little bit later in the show. Thoughts? 855-266-5283. Hang with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Mountain Man, I mean, the Grim Reaper. Hey, Grim.
Boy, you used some weird metaphors there. I just finish up what you're talking about, but I'd give away who I am, wouldn't I?
You would.
Anyhow, Donald Trump, I can understand him using this shock and ambush type style, but it's turning off a lot of the people that are initially supporting him too. That's why it's a little bit lower in the poll, because a lot of people are tired of that ambush type technology. And he'd be better off if he got more on what he's going to financially do and point this out, that, you know, if you elect the Clintons, you're looking at them just giving everybody else except the middle class the money. I mean, after all, give middle class the jobs, and they start to go out and spend their money, which means the poor get hired to handle the money that they spend. I don't know. Did you see Paul Ryan this morning on Meet the Press?
I did. What did you think?
Well, to me, it sounded like he was a progressive robo. A rhino, I mean, a progressive rhino.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I'm not surprised necessarily by that.
I kind of wasn't too, but what I want to hear out of him, now, Obama has not signed this gun bill, as they want to call it, in the law yet. He's just made the proposal. But once he does, I want to see Ryan, because the House and the Constitution are the ones that propose impeachment, and I want him to impeach him for breaking his oath to protect and maintain the Constitution.
What is the likelihood of that, though? What's the likelihood?
Well,
I know. You and I
just
both
like
know.
Knowing the underbelly of what he was saying was what a rhino says.
Right.
Because he ain't going to help out the middle class. I mean, that's what he says. He wants to be more progressive. Yeah, progressive. I understand exactly where you're coming from when you said that. Boy.
Exactly. That's it. That's what the deal is. Here's the thing. The Republican Party has to decide who are they? What's the identity of the Republican Party?
Don't spill my milk.
Don't spill my milk.
That's where they're at, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Trump is not an attorney.
Right.
He supports both parties because he's a businessman, and in order for him to conduct business, just like a lobbyist, he lobbies them.
Right.
Both sides.
Right.
He's a businessman. And what's the first thing businessmen do in companies? They cut the fat. Where's all the fat? It's in the politicians' pockets.
Well, and it's in the politicians' pockets, yes.
Well, they got bigger houses than most of the average people that elect them.
Right.
They got ranches. I can remember when the city cops would buy one car and make it last 10 years. Now they got to have a new car every year.
Yeah, crazy.
And I'm sad to hear that Philadelphia officer, I was real worried about it might have been your family, but, you know, I mean, that's ridiculous. They do need two officers together at all times.
I agree.
That way one can substantiate what the other does, at least.
Minimum. Right, right. Right, and watch them. I mean, yeah, absolutely, to not be in that situation.
Well, they do it in business, too. You don't walk in to be reprimanded by your boss unless your boss has got somebody sitting in there, you know?
Yeah.
To cover his butt. That's you.
Yeah, and so everybody knows, I think you're talking about the cop that was ambushed in the name of Islam when the gunman opened fire at him.
And there's supposedly three more on the loose.
Yeah. Terrorist attack. That's what they're saying. They're calling it a terrorist attack, yeah.
Yeah, just like the knife attacks that's going on in Israel. That's just it. Gun control ain't going to do nothing. They're going to pull out a pencil and shove it through your eye.
That's true. There's another way to skin the cat.
There's always another way.
Yeah, there's always another way, and that's what people don't realize about guns. Grim, thanks. We're going to move on to your pal Dan in Texas is hanging on the line. Let's get him in here before we go to Stephen Kelly. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I was telling your screener that I enjoyed venison tacos and burritos for 4 days.
Oh,
Wednesday,
that sounds
Thursday,
heavenly.
Friday, Saturday, gobble, gobble, gobble. It was just delicious. And Graham forgets one thing. It was when all this Magnus had created 22 million jobs. George Bush got to hang on to Rinaldus Magnus's work that brought about the boom that we had that even Clinton got to take advantage of. And Clinton was kicking and screaming all the way, no, 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 no. And we got the balanced budget after we sent it to him three times, got welfare reform and all the other stuff. Plus, we even shut down the government to make the point to him that he had to come and do what we were going to do, talk about. And that's how we got things accomplished. And Clinton got a free ride and the economy did boom. But it was because of the work of Rinaldus Magnus and Bush carrying on his policies until he did that stupid thing of read my lips, no new taxes. And the Democrats told him, well, if you just give me these, we'll give you this. And they never give you this. You give to them, they take it back. Now, on the Muslim situation, that situation that happened with the Philadelphia police officer is just the beginning. These people are starting to show their hand. They're all talking about the Sharia law, and if you're not a member of the Sharia law-believing Muslims, you are an infidel. If you're an infidel, you can be targeted for murder right along with the rest of us. We are being attacked by Muslims. We are at war with Muslims. All the attacks, including San Bernardino and everything else, and the beheading that they had back east, and the guy that tried to kill another woman at the same time, all of these were done by practitioners of the Sharia law Muslims. This is not a religion. It's a murderous sect, and it has to be kicked out of the country, every single one, including your little friends. And you're going to find I'm right in the end. Now, to get to the thing on President not endorsing Hillary, Hillary's going down. And then Biden's going to be the nominee for the Democratic Party.
Wow, how crazy would that be?
Bernie Sanders will back down for the good of the party. And if he doesn't, there'll be a rice and doorknob that he picks up on and has a heart attack 2 days later. And then good old Joe will nominate Baraki as his vice president. And then you will make that walk, and I will collect a fortune on pay-per-view.
Oh, that would just be wild if that happened. That is such a tale. It would be wild. It would. It would be wild, that scenario in general, if that happened. I mean,
it's
seriously.
It's going to happen, baby. It's going to happen.
Oh, it'd be insane, my friend. Insane. Oh,
that's about all for me, babe, and I love you.
All right. I love it. That's good stuff, Dan, I got to say. You know, if the scenario that he paints, if that happens, that would be such a wicked curveball. Seriously. Now, we do have Joe Biden say he regrets his decision. Now, we keep saying he regrets his decision. He regrets. If I see that one more time, I regret my decision to, you know, not to run every single day. It's like, well, dude, you hung us over a barrel forever, and we get it. It was terrible what happened with his son. It was sad, heartbreaking, and, of course, he had to deal with that. Of course he did. But now it's like the bait. He is chumming the water. You know what chumming the water is? When you're trying to fish and you throw out the bait. You throw that stuff out there to suck those fish in and get them on the line. So it's like he is baiting. There is no question about that, and it seems so odd to me that we constantly have to hear him say this. And, I mean, I'm saying it's a lot. It's coming up every day somewhere. So is he planting the seed? I'm just saying, is he planting the seed? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hang with us. Stephen Kelly, free money guy. He knows what it's like. He went bankrupt, belly up, says there's no shame in that. And then he turned things around, and he's got great solutions. Wait to hear him. He's next.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Especially now, I know a lot of people are getting that panicky, sinking feeling because they're looking at what's happening with the markets, and we're seeing what's happening with China and how that affects the markets, which brings up the points that we talk about so often with Stephen Kelly. Don't rely on Wall Street. And, of course, Stephen Kelly, free money guy, is the author of the fabulous book, Tell Me When You're Going to Die, and I'll Show You How Well You Can Afford to Live. Such a clever title. Happy New Year, Stephen Kelly.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
Yeah, and you know, you got already a great gift because we knew this was going to happen, but your Patriots, just as a quick aside, are, of course, in the playoffs, and we'll see what happens.
Well, they're in the playoffs, but just barely hanging on. And, you know, we'll see what happens. My hope is that, you know, you looked at this last game this last weekend, and you could hardly but believe that perhaps they're back in preseason mode, just trying some things out, hoping for the team to get healthy. I hope that's it. I hope they weren't just putting in the best bad showing that they could. But anyway, Peyton looked good, didn't he? Didn't Manning look good?
He did look good. And how about that? When the youngster's taking his place, he comes back in and he drives them back. And that says something. I don't know. There could be a controversy there. Who knows in the future with whether Peyton Manning is back next year or it's Brock Osweiler. But it's,
yeah,
it's like, well,
interesting.
It is interesting. It's like we talk about the markets. There's a lot of controversy in a sense with the markets because I think people are confused and too often they're led to the slaughter, if you know what
I
mean.
I agree with you. And, you know, this is not a surprise. By any means, the market's been overvalued for a long, long time. It's been set to correct for a long, long time. The interesting thing to me is that it took this long, and in the couple of times last year that it looked like it was going to correct, it rebounded. I was, frankly, more surprised by the rebounding of the market than I was by the declines. Markets will find their natural level. They have to. And this market is overvalued significantly by all of the metrics that have held up for, well, over 100 years in terms of determining what the market may or may not do in the future. Typically, when it's this overvalued, you see a significant correction at some point. We haven't had a market this low since the middle of 2014. So that's about a year and a half. I think it was May of 2014 when it was last this low. So that's another year and a half of no gains. You put that on top of the 10-year period of no gains that we had from 2000 to 2010, and that means now out of the last 16 years, 12 of those years, 11 and a half of those years, have been flat. No gains whatsoever or losses. So if you want to look at, and the thing about it is, Kate, people fool themselves. They live sort of in this magical thinking mode that we get into, and they think that if the market comes back, they're okay, that it will rebound and will be okay. The problem is that every time you go through one of these cycles, you lose more time.
Yep.
So we've lost out of the last 16 years, we've lost almost two-thirds of that or three-quarters of that time to flat or losing markets. And the question I have for people is how long can you afford to do this? And that, I think, is what we need to look at. We need to look at the long term and see what the long term impact of this is. If you want to know how much money you've lost in the market this century, okay, in terms of building your retirement account, if you look at what the market likes to claim that it does, what Wall Street likes to claim that it does, which is about 7 to 8%. Using the rule of 72, that means your money doubles every 10 years. So we've lost about 12 years of accumulation time this century alone. If you want to know how much that's cost you, look at your retirement savings, and that's how much you've lost. So if you have $500,000 saved up, you've lost $500,000. Okay? That's how you can gauge how much it's cost you. So this is not a short-term thing. It's not something that just happened this week. This is the nature of the beast. And if people really want to do something about it, you have to find an alternative to really the casino. Otherwise, it's just going to be like this going forward probably forever.
Right. I love your analogy. Otherwise, it's like the casino. I think I can. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll be the winner. And then you walk away and you're not. And you've lost a little bit more and a little bit more. And you're just hoping and wishing and praying that it's going to turn out right. And that's what you've been talking about. That's what you talk about. And I think you do it so eloquently in trying to help people learn boy, this is not the way to gamble on your future, because just like the title of the book, we don't know when we're going to die. We don't know what we're going to need. So that time, you can't freeze time, and you can't make up that time. So what would you suggest to somebody, maybe because, you know, radio listeners grow, we've just added more affiliates, somebody's listening to our conversation for the first time, what would you tell them they need to do to take an assessment of where they are based on what you just said?
Well, first of all, it's important to know that there are three basic types of money. And we've talked about this before. There is your liquid money, your income money, and your growth money. And you have to figure out how much you need to allocate to each one of these things. Now, liquid money is money that's kept safe, there's no risk, and that you can get to it immediately. And you can get to it without penalty. And in these days, I'm putting CDs in that category because the interest you make on CDs at this point in time is very low. And taking a six-month hit in interest is not a big deal. So I would say that would be treasuries, CDs, bank accounts, things like that, where it's safe, you can get to it when you need it. Then when you have the growth money, and the growth money is the money that's in the market, and you need a portion of your money in the market. And I always tell people, you know, a good way to get a starting point on that is the 100% the 100% rule, or the rule of 100 is what I'm trying to say. You take 100, subtract your age from that. Let's say it's me, I'm 62. I wouldn't want to have any more than 38% at risk in the market, okay? And perhaps I'd like to have a little bit less than that, and that's okay too. But I certainly wouldn't want to have any more. And then the third type of money we have is the income money. And if you do this piece right, then you don't have to worry about the ups and downs in the market. You can just kind of relax and let the overall long-term trend in the market take over, and you'll see the gains you're looking for. But if you're in a position where you, in a time like this, have to be taking money out of the market to live on a daily basis, now you're selling off depressed assets, and it's costing you more money. So what we look for in the income piece is income annuities, because that's really the only thing that's left right now that's producing any kind of real value for people. CDs aren't working. Treasuries aren't working. These are the traditional things people would ladder and get income, safe income off of. We don't have those at this point. So income annuities are the thing to use. We like the index annuity or the hybrid annuity because people can turn on income and maintain control of their money. And they also have the added benefit of participating in the market. So you get a portion of market gains without suffering any losses. And they work very well. And that's what I would say to people is figure out those three types of money. Figure out how much should go in each. Set yourself up with an income stream that's going to be there guaranteed month in and month out for the rest of your life. And then take the rest of your money and put it in the market for growth and manage it carefully.
Yes, so well said. Perfect place to end this and tell everybody that you can pick up Stephen Kelly's book on Amazon, Tell Me When You're Going to Die, and I'll show you how well you can afford to live. And how can people get a hold of you as well and check out more about what you're doing?
Well, they can call us at 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO, or they can go onto our website at freemoneyguys.com, and there's a whole lot of stuff there that will that will help people figure this stuff out.
I love it. Thank you so much, Stephen Kelly.
Thank you. Good to see you. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too.
Whatever you put out, I'm gonna buy it. So what's your latest? I wanna try it. Are you still in love? Are you over it again? When the dancing
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There ain't nothing gonna keep me honest but a gun to my head and a swig of that foul water, yeah. There ain't nothing hot enough to melt this heart of mine in my chest, but a swig of foul water.
We're making that final turn on this hour of America Tonight. One of my favorite things to do is pick on the help. He's not the help. He's standing with me. Patrick Eggdorf, the technical director for this show, joins us to fool around and do a thing called True or False. Patrick, how are you?
Not too bad, Kate. How about yourself?
True or false, it is a balmy 60 degrees in Minneapolis right now.
That is a big false.
What is the temperature?
You know what? Let me pull up my phone quick and check, but it's frigid. I just went out a couple of minutes ago, and it's very cold. It takes the warmth right out of your bones. It is negative 11 currently.
Negative 11? Oh!
Yep, and it's not even the coldest it's going to get tonight. It says negative 15 is a low.
Oh, my goodness. That is crazy insane. Whew! All right, well, we'll see if we can warm things up with a little true or false. You ready?
I'm ready.
Sylvester Stallone won a Gold Globe for his performance as Rocky in the movie Creed.
I'm going to say true for that one.
True. You were paying attention to the show. That's good. I love it. All right. Let's see. Let me see if I can. I got to stump you. Come on. All right. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture. And then we'll get off the whole Hollywood thing. But because I actually mentioned that there's a hint, or is brought up by the Grimster earlier in the show, Leonardo DiCaprio, for his performance in Revenant.
True or false? I'm going to say true for that one.
True! I gave you such big hints on that. Let me tell you, Patrick, I've never seen such gore in my life. I mean, where it looked real. I don't want to ruin the movie for everybody, but he got into a fight with a grizzly. Oh, that was incredible. And let's just say, for warmth's sake, he had to sleep in the belly of a horse. That's all the hints I'm giving out. Does it sound like a movie you want to see?
Yeah, I'd see that movie.
It's a great movie. And most of the people in the theater are 20-somethings. So right there in your age group. Your demographic, Patrick.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of Leonardo as well. So.
Oh, I am too. He has become such a good actor. Not that he wasn't a good actor when he was a kid, but he has really, really, really done some special work. No question about it. All right, let's move on to something completely different. How about this? Let's talk a little sports. Some sports making headlines, as always. There's always controversy. And there's always winners and losers. Kind of sounds like politics. Controversy, winners and losers. Get it? The Houston Texans, in their wild card matchup with Kansas City, walked away victorious for the first time in a very long time. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
Ooh, false. Kansas City blew the doors off of Houston 30-0. I, too, was shocked because I thought for sure that it would be the opposite. I thought the Texans would have made it closer, but they got blown out. By the way, just for grins, I'll throw this up for everybody since we do a little segment here, and we'll do it again this week. It's called Nail the Score. Someone's going to win a computer. Hopefully that'll happen with this segment because we're in the playoffs. But the Packers beat the Redskins. A lot of people doubting Aaron Rodgers. They came through in the end, 35-18, beating Washington. Seahawks beat the Vikings 10-9. It was freezing, as you heard Patrick talk about the temperature there. I felt so sorry for the fans. I've already mentioned this, a missed field goal, 27-yard chip shot. Sad to see that happen to them, but the Seahawks move on. The Steelers beat the Bengals 18-16 with a kick in the waning moments of that game. I already mentioned the Chiefs. So that's all your wild card matchups for the week, both the NFC and the AFC. All right, let's move on to something completely different. How about this? When we look at what happened over the weekend, it seems that Sean Penn rattled some cages by interviewing the Castro brothers. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
That's not a bad guess, because he's probably the next two that he'll go and interview. Sean Penn talked to El Chapo, who is a drug kingpin for the Sinaloa cartel, which then led to the capture of El Chapo because of the conversation he had with Sean Penn. They were able to figure out where he was. So how brutal is that? An American actor leading them right to his doorstep. It's a crazy wild story. The Powerball jackpot hit $1.3 billion. True or false?
That one I know is true.
Did you play the Powerball?
No, but I might buy a ticket just in case.
You know what? You should plunk your $2 down. What the heck? Because this next jackpot is going to be huge. I mean, it could be $2 million. It's going to be a crazy $2 billion. It could be a crazy amount because now there'll be a frenzy since the number's so high. I mean, that's a staggering amount. It's the biggest jackpot in U.S. history already. So can you imagine what that would be like? I have a feeling, though, if you won, you'd still keep your job here, wouldn't you?
I would definitely keep my job, but you would notice I'd be in a much better mood all the time. I'm sure.
You could just do it for fun. I don't need your salary. I don't need to punch a time. It doesn't matter. I don't need your money. I'm worth billions. I'm just having fun playing radio. It doesn't matter. But then you'd have to worry because then they might hit you up for money, everybody at the station.
True.
So that could be dangerous.
I'll hire a lawyer.
Yeah, you'd have to hire a lawyer or change your name. Powerball is sold in 44 states. Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, by the way. So the odds of winning, just so everybody knows, 1 in 292 million. So not good odds, but, you know, it's less than what a hamburger costs, even if you get a fast food meal. So I guess you look at it this way. It funds education in most cities. So that's not going to hurt anybody for whatever money they dump into the education budget. And it could be different in every city, and it might not be education in every city, but or every state. But here's the thing. You could win. It's the golden ticket. And if you won, I just think it would be mind-blowing, the money. But what would also be mind-blowing is the fact that you defy the odds. Because how many people on the planet Earth, even if they're a movie star, whoever they are, can say that they were the one who nailed a chance, 1 in 292 million. I mean, that's just craziness. I mean, absolutely crazy. All right, so let's go to something completely different, shall we? Let's talk a little tech. I'm into technology. I think Patrick definitely is, because you can't be in your 20s and not be somewhat into technology. I think it just depends on what kind of technology we're talking about. But how about this? They're talking about a rare Boba Fett action figure, which is Star Wars, of course, the reference there, which you could actually have as your own for $150,000. Do you think that's true or false?
I want to say true, so I'm going to say true.
Yes! Check this out, eBay. If you go to eBay, everybody listening to us right now, if you go to eBay, they have a thing called Rare Star Wars Toys. They're auctioning what they call the Holy Grail of action figures, a legendary one-of-a-kind rocket-firing Boba Fett prototype. So the starting price is $150,000. And, I mean, I'm just telling you, and I'm looking at the toy. I guarantee somebody is going to pay that money. Somebody is going to do it. One sold at an auction for $22,000 a few years ago, but this is even rarer. So I think there's a good chance they get that money. Maybe they don't, but I bet you it goes a little bit higher than that. Patrick Eggdorf, thank you very much.
Yeah, always a good time.
I mean, look, Boba Fett's in existence, they think, seriously, that there's only, like, roughly 24. Wow. Thanks for listening. Any thoughts on the show, send them to us, americatonight.net.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.